I know you mentioned infrastructure is not sexy, but what is actually sexy is the same infrastructure that has powered our planet. It's now going to power any organization, any size, anywhere in the world. To me, that's where democratization happens.
Welcome to Season 2 of Industry Perspectives, coming to you from HIMSS 2024 in Orlando, Florida. I'm Kelsey Waddell, Multimedia Manager and Managing Editor at Xtelligent Healthcare. Wouldn't it be nice if managing healthcare data was as simple as a Google search? Our guests today are tasked with turning this from wishful thinking into a reality. In today's episode, Vice President of Editorial at Xtelligent Healthcare, Kyle Murphy, speaks with Ashima Gupta, Global Director of Healthcare at Google Cloud, and Kalyan Pamarthi, Group Project Manager of Generative AI and Search at Google, about the language of healthcare data and what role the cloud can play in simplifying healthcare data management. Let's hear what they had to say.
Well, welcome to HIMSS 24, you guys. All right, so everyone pretty much knows Google, and Google is entrenched in everyone's personal lives. You can't really get through life without Google. Search, email, everything, YouTube. But Google in the healthcare context, I'm curious, I guess, what's unique about healthcare data and how is Google approaching it given its expertise elsewhere?
So you hit it right on. You know, Google is a consumer company for the last 20 plus years. We've been building consumer products. We have 9 of them, Search, YouTube, Maps, over a billion users each. And as we were building those products, we realized, like, if you look into security, the data privacy, the way to build the entire infrastructure, the data democratization, at the heart, Google is a data company. We are an information company. And when you look into healthcare is data rich, information poor.
Yes.
Data rich, insights poor. So we believe we have tools, technologies that we can bring to help healthcare data make it more accessible and useful, which is how Google started in this core idea. Our mission statement in Google, like not just in healthcare, is make world information and make it accessible and useful. So in healthcare, we apply, and it is much more faced towards the industry. Can we help customers, payers, providers, startups, help make sense of their data and make it accessible and useful? And we're building healthcare-specific tools. We taught Cloud to speak healthcare language, Sapphire, Echo 7. We have pilots. We talk about data silos in healthcare, and it's fragmented. So we have tools like Healthcare Data Engine to help harmonize, normalize, and create a longitudinal patient record on the cloud. That's how we start. Then, of course, once you have the data in place, you can talk about AI. We are all talking about AI and Gen AI, but if you don't have a data strategy, yep, you don't have an AI strategy.
What's it like from the engineering perspective on the product side?
A lot of our customers ask us, you know, we have done some of the largest infrastructure from like planet scale, right, at Google. It's essentially two parts. We've got some of the best infrastructure and the best AI, bringing it together in service of our healthcare customers, right? So Ashima talked about a lot of the challenges in managing data at scale and the privacy and security that is needed in healthcare. We help our customers do that on our systems. Bringing that all together, I think we have some of the best engineers in the world focusing on improving technology and AI. And now we put that to use for healthcare use cases that our customers are trying to solve for better, you know, patient care, quality, time savings.
I know that infrastructure is not necessarily sexy to everybody. They picture servers and air conditioning and all that type of jazz and a lot of loneliness. But, you know, cloud is different. We're not actually worried about maintaining the systems. The systems are on, and then we're also able to create what I would say is kind of a sandbox for people to experiment. Is cloud the way forward for an industry like healthcare that generates a lot of data, but also has restrictions on access, has really high bar for privacy and security?
So cloud is a means to an end. We talk about digital transformation all the time, and that requires data handling, data analytics. And if in that you're building and racking and stacking the server, are you really solving the problem? So if you're focusing on innovation and not infrastructure, that's a mess. So cloud becomes the only way. It's the only smart way to actually build that. Give the racking, stacking, security, privacy, because we're doing it at planet scale. We did it for our own products, and that's the same capability. So what is exciting? I know you mentioned infrastructure is not sexy.
Yes.
But what is actually sexy is the same infrastructure that has powered our planet.
Yes.
It's now going to power any organization, any size, anywhere in the world. So a developer in the Silicon Valley has the same access to the same infrastructure, same tooling, AI tooling like Google products. And to me, that's where democratization happens. That's where we get excited about that we are the vehicle to enable the innovation. Of course, innovation, domain knowledge will come from the industry. The grunt work of building that stack, painfully, we have done that for 20 plus years, and that technology exists. Now, what can you build on top of that, that innovation? That's where the currency of innovation lies, is with the ecosystem.
Now, obviously, developers love cloud environments because it's modern. It's how we do things. Fail quick, iterate many, many times over. To me, it's been hard for developers to get into the healthcare space. It tends to be a pretty closed off space. How does, you know, a cloud environment maybe entice some people who haven't been in the healthcare space but have all the tools and acumen to be able to deliver solutions?
Yeah, one of the things I think the cloud has done really well is free up time for these developers to focus on higher order problems, right? So like Ashima mentioned, like years ago, we would spend time tuning databases and scaling up infrastructure. I think now the same folks can now think about like the harder problems, right? So building AI, building use cases that their customers need. And technology is becoming just faster and easier to learn. And so a lot of the folks who understand cloud can now, you know, pursue their passion, if that's in healthcare, right? I mean, in building applications for saving lives, for example. And so I think cloud has enabled a lot of developers to start thinking about building in healthcare.
Now, we talk about large language models. Healthcare, medical language is a whole nother language. It might as well be alien in certain contexts. How challenging is it to develop a model that can speak healthcare, not only from the clinical side, but I imagine you have to extend that to the patient, you know, given health literacy and things like that, to ensure that they're able to follow the directions that they're given?
So that's a great question. And I mean, look into large language models. They learn from the internet corpus. They have learned a lot of information. But in healthcare, that information is where all the biases exist.
Yes.
There's all like valid information and invalid information. So we, about a year ago, it was a research done by our Google research engineers on, can we take the same model that learned on the internet, but fine-tune it on healthcare data, publicly available data sets, CDC, PubMed, medical journals, articles, and some of our own Q&A data set. And it was a question. We didn't know how the model would do or not do. And what we found was, with that fine-tuning, the model was actually able to pass the US medical licensing exam with 60% passing rate. And now within 3 months, it became actually, it's passing the same exam that's given to the medical doctors with 90%. That means it's learned, and those exams have multiple choice questions, long form question, it has required some medical reasoning. And that it started as an exploration, and we're seeing the promise where a medically tuned model where you require scientific knowledge, where you require a clinical knowledge graph, can be helpful in a healthcare scenarios. So when you talk about health literacy, if I want to now know about something, can I help reduce some of that jargon? So that's one part. MedLM is actually announced at the last HIMSS. We are being both bold and responsible. These are early days. And what we have now, building on the capability, we gave it in the hands of a few customers. We're seeing what use cases, and the two, search and summarization, where MedLM is actually very good at, to be able to summary.
Yes.
And we are seeing some of our work done by our customers in applying MedLM in those use cases and see what the results. The second, when you talk about medical, has a lot of terminology. HL7,
yes.
FHIR, abbreviation, glowing code, and all that. And we announced also the Vertex search, ability to search beyond the terminology. Clinical knowledge graph that's able to understand the nuances. So there's a lot of abbreviations. We use this term a lot. There's an antibiotic versus the name of an antibiotic. So if you want to know, okay, here's my patient. I have a 3 years worth of history. I want to know, were they taking amoxicillin as an antibiotic? Now, if you just type the exact word with the exact spelling, if the note has misspelling or there's a different generic versus brand name, you would miss it. But if you have a clinical knowledge graph that has the understanding that these are the antibiotics, people can sometimes misspell it, they are different names, and then you can able to collect that full picture, and that's what Vertex Search does. It's a healthcare-tuned search. It works on FHIR. And that's what we also announced in the GA to help. And why that is key from the industry perspective, right? We talk about burnout. Burnout happens for two reasons: reading documentation, writing documentation. when you're reading, can you apply that medically tuned MedLM, medically tuned search, so that you're now able to read the document with the context and to be able to write? Again, that's where we believe the MedLM with the scientific knowledge, with the medical grounding, is able to do that.
Then last question for you, what's it like engineering what is a new healthcare user experience for providers, coming back to the burnout part, but also we're all patients, consumers. So I'm curious, it seems to be a lot of responsibility and a significant challenge, but I mean, how exciting is it?
It's incredibly exciting, right? So like, just to give you an example, like when you go to google.com and search for information, you're not thinking about whether you're entering the right spelling or even if you're asking the right question. Right. Obviously, you know, the web has evolved over many, many years, and Google's invested, you know, 20 plus years of research and understanding just language, right? And so when you bring that into healthcare, the new user experience in healthcare could be around that, right? So reducing the effort that our clinicians and eventually end users are putting in to find the information, to find the answers, you know, find validated, authenticated sources of information. So that's, I think, the new user experience. And so many of the customers we talk to are trying to create that amazing, beautiful experience, but still with like high quality information backing, whether it's a search or summarization. And I think for us, it's an exciting challenge, right? I mean, how do you take something that we've invested in for the general internet and bring it to a cause like healthcare and just, you know, make sure like patients' lives are easier, doctors can provide better care, and they can do it faster, and they can spend time actually with patients instead of like writing documentation.
It's wild what a little search engine has become. So thank you so much for your time,
guys.
I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for joining us on Healthcare Strategies Industry Perspectives. When you get a chance, subscribe to our channels on Spotify and Apple and leave us a review to let us know what you think of this new series. More industry perspectives are on the way, so stay tuned.
This is a Tech Target production.